We want to welcome everybody out to the meeting of the San Rafael Special Service District. Today is January 21st. It is 2:03 p.m. at 75 East Main Street, Castledale, Utah. We'll jump to the agenda. Agenda item number one. I'm acting as the vice chairman running the meeting. Our chairman is no longer with us with the new election of county commissioners. Approval of meeting minutes for December 17th, 2024.
I move to approve the meeting minutes.
I'll second them.
Motion by Kevin Jensen and a second by Dennis Warwood. All in favor?
Aye.
Dennis?
Jensen, aye.
Kevin? Jordan, aye. Because we're just our... Anyway, we're not commissioners in this one.
Yeah, there's separation. Yep.
We'll go to agenda item number two. Approval of bills to be paid and accounting report of the district.
Melanie emailed the accounting report, and then I forwarded on to you guys. And then I went through all of the payment requests with Kevin just a little bit ago. I'll have you guys see them before we send anything. There's just a report up there. Everything on that list is reimbursable from the state, other than the Sue and Rich and Marcy, because that is our fiscal that we have to pay, so the state won't cover that cost. But the state has asked us to keep Lindy in place for a little bit longer while they work through some things, and anyone else on there I have contacted and got them in contact with the state to get accounts closed and switched over. It just hasn't happened yet. So I did it again this morning. So hopefully this will be one of the last times we really pay anything other than Lindy. So
Enbridge, they bring a different type of gas than Lindy does?
So Enbridge is Dominion Energy. They were bought out by Enbridge, so that's like natural gas for the heat and everything.
Okay.
Lindy is specialty gases like the argon, the CO2, the welding gases,
okay.
The gases that run the equipment in the lab.
Okay. So we need a motion to approve.
Yeah.
I'd so move that we approve the expenses.
Okay, we have a motion by Dennis Warwood.
I'll second.
And a second by Kevin Jensen. All in favor, roll call.
Aye.
Kevin, aye.
Okay, and Jordan Leonard, aye. So a motion to pay the bills is approved. Agenda item number three, appointment of chairman and vice chairman.
Would anyone like to be the chairman?
I'd move that Jordan be the chairman. Since you're the vice chairman, that's the natural progression, isn't it?
Oh, that's true. You were vice president.
Yeah, that's true.
That's natural progression. Vice president to president.
I'll second that if you're okay with it.
Sure. So we have a motion for a chairman. How about for a vice chairman? It's on the same agenda item, so
yeah.
Are we okay to
do that? Yeah, we could appoint them at the same time. Would you or?
Sure.
All right. I motion to make Dennis the vice chairman.
I'll second.
Okay.
Okay. So a motion by Dennis Warwood and a second by Kevin Jensen
I
to
made the
nominate.
Motion.
Oh.
Well, I asked you.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
So Kevin nominated me and you seconded the vice chair.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll do vice chair first. So,
oh, you're doing the chair. So,
I
sorry.
Was doing the chair.
Yes.
Oh, no, that's
yes,
right.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Oh. I you want a so roll call vote
I'll,
on the chair?
I'll do, yeah, we'll do a roll
you
call.
You can make a new motion if you want to. Just
so
do
we'll
it all in one.
We'll, yeah, okay.
Can,
so we'll
can
do
I make
a motion.
Can I make a motion to
yep.
put you in as the chair and Dennis is the vice chair?
Okay. Yep. Let's
I'll second that.
Okay. We've got a motion from Kevin Jensen. To approve Jordan Leonard to be chair, and a second by Dennis Warwood. We'll do a roll call. Dennis?
Aye.
Commissioner Jensen?
Kevin, aye.
Kevin, aye. Jordan, aye. so we'll move on. Jordan Leonard, chair, and vice chair would be Dennis Warwood. Discuss, approve, deny fiscal accounting service plan for 2025. We need to move on. We're grateful for all the help, Doug and Melanie, that you've had for the district. It looks like we need new services as they've.
Are you guys okay with taking this for a little bit longer? Is that the thinking? If you're okay with that, with the accounting, while we do an RFP or Q and seek other accounting?
Yes. As we indicated in our meeting, or not in our meeting, but in the letter that we sent, that we definitely would not leave the district hanging at all. So if you need a little bit more time in order to be able to get something put together, then yes, you will have our services up until that point in time comes. I don't want it to be an extreme amount of time. I realize that our contract had a 30-day clause in it, and we've exceeded that already, and again, that's okay, because we won't leave you hanging. We'll do the work that needs to be done.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Doug.
You're welcome.
So we'll move maybe next meeting if we'll put it on the agenda. Well,
we already have
advertise basically the same RFQ we used before, and we probably have missed it to get it out this week, but I can get it out next week, and we can advertise and just get the process started.
So do you need a motion to do that?
Yeah, we need a motion to do an RFQ.
I guess it's probably an RFP.
Yeah, RFP, yeah.
Not an RFQ, because they're going to bid what they'll do it for.
Okay, I'd move that we advertise an RFP for the accounting services for the district.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion by Dennis and a second by Kevin to put out an RFP for financial services and accounting services. All in favor?
Dennis, aye.
Kevin, aye.
Jordan, aye. Thanks, Megan, for getting that started. Mm-hmm. Agenda item number 5, discussion regarding Alpha Tech. I believe we've asked Eric to be here to discuss. We've asked him to send a letter to Alpha Tech. We would really like some answers on how to proceed forward. I've been a little frustrated in previous meetings to see what we need to do to have some communication with Alpha Tech. So I don't know what our next steps are on this one.
I feel like we need to seek counsel, different counsel, to be honest. Our last meeting, it was pretty clear. I thought was it the last one or the one before? It was the last one. With Eric,
I think it was the last two.
It's been on several meeting agendas to.
And I just don't think we're getting.
And have updates about it, but
we're not getting counsel. And has he even sent a letter to Alpha Tech that we passed?
No idea.
Or that we told him to send? I don't think he has. Last you heard, he hasn't, right? He was sick or got busy and.
Yeah, not that I know of.
He
sent an email where he had gotten sick and said that he would follow up, but I haven't heard from him since.
Do we have to do an RFP for counsel, or can we just say professional services?
I don't know on that.
Because I thought this would be a professional service.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I learned from that last meeting after the chair of the board could write a letter, and then the board could pass it, saying we want to hire this company for professional services. When we were having the Grandma and Open Meetings Act meeting?
Yeah, I can look into that. If so, then accounting services would fall under that same thing that we could.
Oh, it would.
Yeah.
Or should we do an RFP and see who wants to be counsel? I don't know.
Do you think we have a heart-to-heart and give him one more chance, or do you think we've given enough chances?
I thought we gave enough chances.
Yeah, I agree.
I felt, when was a year ago?
It was a year ago, yeah.
And then these last couple meetings, and we haven't had a report, an email saying I sent a letter. This is their response. That's not a... And then my question is, how much of that 100-something thousand is he eating? And because he's sending those bills to Seven County, we're not seeing them. And that has me concerned a little bit.
Or Dennis will be on Seven County's board. You can ask about that and find out how much is left, because that would still be available for whatever new legal counsel we have as well.
Is he the legal counsel for Seven County?
He used to be.
He's
I don't think he is anymore.
But he was at one time.
They did have legal counsel at their last meeting, but apparently it wasn't him. I don't know, could we verify that he has not acted? I guess you wouldn't want to switch if he had sent the letter and just not told us about it.
I still might want to switch. It's been pretty sad on the performance. Because a year ago we discussed the need to get paid. So Alpha Tech owes us a little over $700,000. And he's been our counsel pretty much the whole time. In the beginning, it was Mike for a little bit, a couple months. And it's been Eric since, right? And I don't know.
So you're looking for a motion to seek new legal counsel?
Well, it's a discussion item about Alpha Tech. We kind of connected counsel with it because he was supposed to send that letter saying we were going to want to be paid, or we were going to go to in litigation, or we were threatening litigation.
So yeah, we can't make a motion. We could have it on our next agenda to go after legal counsel motion. If you don't, if we could get it on there, that'd be great.
That'd be appropriate.
Okay, so put it on. I'll put something on the next agenda, because I assume we have some kind of a
contract
with Eric. I don't have it. I wonder if Seven County has it on our behalf.
Because that was what we were discussing. If we need to go to RFP when we first got Eric. Eric said that he could go under the agreement with Seven County.
Continue, because it was to represent the center.
Yeah. We'd have to try to find that and maybe let them know.
Yeah, I don't think we're getting the information we need, and if there is a conflict of interest there, it would be good to know to get him out of that situation if he's already tied into Alpha Tech, but we need some counsel that's willing to help us. So, and I don't think we need to chop their head off, the Alpha Tech, but at least communicate or have a liaison with our attorney help us communicate, and we're not getting anything. So, if there's negotiations or something there.
Does Seven County meet monthly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can check at the next meeting and see what the status is on his agreement with them, but in the meantime, maybe we need to look elsewhere.
Who's the chairman of Seven County right now? I think it used to be Casey Hopes.
I think,
right?
It's a gentleman from Uinta County, isn't it? One of the commissioners.
They've just elected a new one, and it's the Daggett County, I believe. I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
Because we can reach out to them anytime and ask questions about it and get the info from them. I just don't know exactly who to reach out to.
Let me look at my notes, but I think it went to the commissioner from Daggett. It was the Commissioner Mills, maybe from Duchesne.
Duchesne, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think they changed that.
Any other discussion on that? Maybe I'll try to reach out to Eric and see if I can get any information, but I think we need to move forward with counsel that will help.
So. I agree.
Agenda item number 6, board member comments. Dennis?
I don't know enough to comment.
Kevin?
Yeah, just we'll need to figure out what we're going to do as the district moving forward. I know we want to get that money, try to get that money from Alpha Tech. I can't imagine it being very quick, whatever the end game with it. Would that be, but and then go from there. So that's all I have.
And I don't have anything.
I'd move to adjourn then.
Okay. Motion to adjourn. Thanks for being here today.